This is the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Expand your wonder.
Are you the one they call Abraxas?
Ah, Lord Leaky, blessings of Shizma be upon you. How may I be of service?
I have heard something disturbing, Abraxas, and I wanted to confirm its veracity.
I live to serve you, my lord.
Do you? Then why did you bring blood reapers to the temple of Ankh-An-Sirimun?
As I told the ladies, that tomb had already been discovered in the Valley of the Kings.
Do not lie to me. I am the one true god of the night.
I am not. I swear to you, I said these words to them.
And they did not believe you, did they?
No.
So you took them to this temple?
No. No, not at first. I stalled as long as I could, hoping for your arrival, your majesty. But you didn't come.
And so?
And so I found a stolen artifact dealer who knew where to find this temple they sought. I know nothing more.
It has been 3,000 years since I set eyes on that temple. In that time, a beautiful land has turned to sand and wiped away most of the landmarks that I can recall. So, Abraxas, I call on you now to do the same as you did for the Blood Reapers. And perhaps your terrible betrayal will be amended, and you will not suffer for it.
I throw myself on the mercy of my lord.
Yes, as you should. Now, take me to them.
Of course, Lord Hiki, as you command.
Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment presents the final episode of The Vampires of Whitechapel. Chapter 25, The Tomb of Ankh-An-Sirimun, Part 2. Written by J.C. De La Torre. Music in this episode is by J.C. De La Torre and Atlantis Paradox. Note, this show contains dramatic scenes of horror, adult suggestive situations, and descriptions of violence or gore, in addition to strong language that could be unsettling to young listeners. Parental discretion is strongly advised.
You mustn't interfere. We know Jack. He won't kill her.
I could destroy you. I have the power.
But you won't. You know it.
You can't beat me, Jack. I am still a Blood Reaper. I have more power than you. Give me that rock and I'll let you live.
Alistair, he's got her! Let go of me!
You might be a reaper, but I'm of direct royal blood.
You're still a piece of shit, Jack. You know, Leaky will destroy you. You can't win this.
I will miss you. Cancelo.
Alistair!
He's just trying to scare her.
No, he's not! I've got to stop him!
Fuck you, Jack! Do it, pendejo!
Jack, don't you fucking dare!
now, the menace of the Blood Reapers is finally done.
Larissa! Larissa! What have I done? I let them kill you!
Come. Help me burn the body to ensure she can't return.
I'm going to fucking kill you, Jack!
Ariana, you know it had to be this way. She wasn't gonna stop until we were all destroyed.
And I won't either, Jack. She won't die in vain. I'm gonna destroy us all. You brought this on yourself, Jack. You didn't have to kill her, but now you did. Now there's no going back. This must fucking end. Alistair, you are either with me or against me. Choose, or I will kill you both to get to that fucking stone.
Alistair! Talk some sense into your bird, mate.
I can't believe you did this.
It's what we do with you. She brought this upon herself. You saw her.
I forgot how much of a goddamn monster you are.
Oh, Mother Teresa is standing before me. I had no idea.
You will fucking die!
Ariana, my dear, you need to stop saying that. You're free now. Free to return to the bosom of Alistair. Now we can stop Lishi together.
No! This must end. The vampire menace. We've caused too much tragedy in this world. Taken too many lives. Carl. Larissa. The Grosvenors. Lydia may be gone too. All for what? For things to go on as they are? I can't accept that, Jack. You give me that stone or face me.
Poppy. You must stop now. I can't allow that. It means the end of my own presence. And I love me, some of me. I'm not ready to go wherever we go after this existence is extinguished. I can't follow you there.
Then I must destroy you.
Oh, so be it. Alistair, I'm still in recovery from my fight with Cantello. I'll need your assistance with Ariana.
No!
What did you say?
You will not touch a hair on her head.
She's trying to kill you, you bloody fool!
I will not let you kill her the way you killed Cantello. Give us the stone so this can all be avoided.
I can't do that. You and I have been through so much together, Alistair. After all this time, all of these years, you think you are better than me? You are me. You are my Nightchild, my son, my brother. We are the same, you and I. How can you turn against me now?
You know why!
For her! There'll be a dozen more like her after she is gone.
You
idiot! I suffered your previous betrayal, but forgave your indiscretion because I know you're captured by the sickness of this woman corrupting your mind. Stop acting like a lovesick puppy! And let's end this before Lishi finds us.
You will not touch her.
Sounds like he's with me, motherfucker. You said it yourself. You're too weak to face me. Now with him. I think you'd better give me that stone.
God damn you, Alistair! You fucking Judas! You'll need to kill me to get a stone from me.
That's the idea, prick.
This is not the way.
Are you sure, my lord? As you said, the sands of time obscure your landmarks. Even for me now, they shift and confuse. I believe we are close.
You're lying.
Me? No, of course not, my lord.
You are trying to delay me so the Blood Reapers can get their hands on the stone.
Stone? What stone? I know of no stone, my lord.
Talk to me, O Egypt. Reveal their presence to me. There.
There? Oh, no, Lord. Not that way. There is just more desert that way. Nothing to see.
Your services are no longer needed, Abraxas. My children, dispense of him.
No, no, no!
No more lies, no more fools. I will take possession of the stone and never allow it to be used against me again.
I suffer inferiors no longer. My new brood of vampires will be pure of blood of me, and they will rule every corner of this world.
You both have me at a disadvantage.
Give us the stone!
No!
We don't have time for this. I think they found us. It's over, Jack!
Give us the stone, Jack!
Alistair!
God damn it! Give us the stone!
No! No! Dead! Too! No time!
No! No! What have I done? What have I done?
From the team behind the award-winning best fiction horror podcast, Nightlight. A new audio drama that brings the southern folklore of True Blood and the cosmic horror of Lovecraft Country to your ears.
You don't hear that, do you?
Afflicted is a tale of hoodoo, a demonic book bound in human flesh, and natural disasters that are anything but natural.
Which grave did you get the dirt from? Which grave?
Afflicted, a horror thriller audio drama, coming this Halloween thanks to our Indiegogo supporters. Subscribe now to get notified the moment the first episode drops.
It's happening.
I killed him.
We killed him. This isn't just on you. We did it together. Waste your fucking tears on that son of a bitch. He forced this life on you.
That's not true. I chose this life. I chose to be like this rather than die. I forced this life upon you. I am the monster. And now what? You kill me next.
I can't fight you, Alistair. I just can't do it. But you know this has to end. We can't continue on as things are. We've lost too much to have it mean nothing.
What does that even mean?
It means, Alistair, that you can never defeat me. Where is Jackie Hotep? Have him step forward.
He's over there. And over there. And a little over there.
You killed him! How dare you take that from me? Only royal blood can take royal blood.
Apparently not.
Dalenakwa is dead. Jackie Hotep is dead. There is...
no one left of the old royal line to oppose me. You have made this easier!
Yeah? We have this.
The stone. You will give it to me, child.
I will do no such fucking thing.
Young fools! Do you not know who you speak to? I was given life by the vessel of Shesmo himself. I have roamed these lands for 3,000 years. I am eternal.
I am a god. You dare try to stand before me, threaten me. I will not have it.
When I burnt your blood, Reaper, Lydia Grosvenor,
she too thought she could escape my wrath. Yet, she succumbed. As will you.
Lydia.
I am inevitable, child.
My children thrive with my blood. The blood of the first. More powerful than any blood, Reaper. More power than any creature on Earth. There is nothing you can do to stop me.
Yeah. Sure about that, Baldi? I mean, we have the stone. We can end you right now.
I could take you with the snap of my fingers.
Then do it. You can't. Can you? With this in our hands, you haven't the strength to stop us. That's why you're trying to bore us to death with your bullshit while your minions take position on us. We are more powerful than even you.
I tire of this.
Take them!
Alistair, too many.
There! We must get higher, on top of the sarcophagus chamber. This is not the way I expected to die.
Get off!
We're surrounded. Escape. We don't have a lot of time, Alistair. You have to choose now.
I don't want to lose you.
I don't want to lose you either, but it's gonna happen no matter what.
Then let's leave with some good in this world.
Here, join hands with me. Make sure you're touching the stone.
Okay.
What are you doing? Stop! Stop this! Stop this, I command it! Stop them! Stop them!
Say it with me.
I don't know ancient Egyptian.
We don't need to. The spell is from the heart and mind. You must believe it.
Okay.
Shesmu, come to us.
Stop them, you fools! They will end us all!
Who calls on the goddess, Shesmu?
Your children of the blood call to you.
Fuck off!
We have had our fill and now bring plague upon our land.
We beseech you, great goddess,
cleanse this world of the supernatural elements that darken its skies and bring back joy to Egypt.
I hear you, my children. Prepare.
No!
Ariana!
Alistair, I feel you, but I can't see you. The light's too bright. I see a woman. Is that her, Shesmu? Are we leaving now?
I love you, Ariana Grayson.
Goodbye, Alistair. I love you too.
I was the vampire known as Alistair the Annihilator. Around the world, the vampires vaporized from this earth, like the old films of us when we stepped out into the sun. Yet surprisingly, it wasn't only the vampires, but all creatures of supernatural origin. The werewolves, the goblins and witches and all of the things that go bump in the night. For the first time in a millennia, the humans were free of being hunted, being prey for the apex predators. I don't know if this is something that will last forever, as Lishi rose to begin the second age of the vampire, another may come as well. While they have it, the humans should enjoy their peace, and not destroy themselves. It would be a terrible waste of food. Sorry. Old habits die hard. And speaking on that, yes, there was one other thing Ariana and I could have never expected.
What? What happened?
We're still here.
They're all dead. Dust. Even Cantello and Jack's bodies are gone.
You look different. I feel different. A way I haven't felt since...
My God!
What?
Alistair! We are human.
We're what?
We're human. It's over. We're no longer vampires.
But I don't even know how to be that. I haven't been human for 200 years. I've killed so many of you. How can I return to be among you again? How do I stop those age-old cravings that have haunted me since Jack turned me that night? I've been the monster, the serial killer, for so long. I don't know how to be anything else.
We can help each other find ourselves, our true selves. We can do it together. We can live. Life isn't something to be feared, my dearest. It is the warmest, most welcoming sensation anyone can experience. It's pure joy, passion, and ecstasy rolled into one. I was once dead, many years ago. I was marked by a vampire to become his offspring, his child of the night. He brought me death, but then breathed in an entirely different, terrifying life. But that wasn't life. That was being among the undead, a monster. But that too was only a temporary state. Alistair and I still don't understand how this happened those several years ago. How we became mortal again. We grow old. We don't heal. At least not in the supernatural way. We no longer desire the blood. To be honest, I don't miss it. Not even a little. You see, the world, that is the human world, goes on. The fools continue with their wars, their crimes, their bigotry and stupidity. Oblivious to how close they came to become slaves of Uperliki and his children of the night. Alistair and I found a cottage in the highlands of Scotland. A beautiful land, away from most others. It's not that we fear our murderous past or that something deep down within us still harbors the dark. For Alistair and I, we have a new passion.
Larissa Jacqueline Conacher. What did I tell you about running toward the lake without any supervision? You don't know what monsters may lurk in the deep.
Will we live happily ever after? Who knows? Will the supernatural creatures of this world return and terrify the knights? Perhaps, but that's not our problem anymore. That's not our life. She is. And we will love her. As all parents do. Until our time has come to an end. I am Ariana Conacher. Mother. There is no happier existence, my friend. This was our story. Even though this one is over, you can rest assured. While they may be gone, they will never be forgotten. Lydia. And Larissa, the Grove Nurse, Queen Tenenaqua, the Blood Reapers, vampires and werewolves, and all the things that terrify you in the dark. Jack the Ripper. Those vampires of Whitechapel who changed me forever. Goodbye, my friend. It has been a pleasure talking to you.
thank you for listening to this sad tale of woe that in the end turned into the greatest of blessings. May you join us in seeing many dawns.
Hey folks, JC Delatorre here, creator of Vampires of Whitechapel. What a journey it's been for Ariana and Alistair, huh? Who knew it would end like this? Well, admittedly, I kinda did going into year two. But not when I started. In fact, this series grew out of a short story I wrote long ago, and somehow it took on a life of its own. Alistair's letter is basically the backbone of that story, and our show. I did want to take a moment to thank the amazing Alexander Dottie, who voiced Jack the Ripper and Alistair Conacher so brilliantly. You almost hated to see Jack meet his fate. Cat Noel, our Ariana Grayson, was so outstanding in the heart of our story. My lovely wife, Rita Delatorre, bringing her color and fire to the role of Cantello. Karen Hemdahl, for the regal portrayal of Lydia Grosvenor. Aaron B. Lillis with Queen T, Charlie Brennan with the unforgettable Methy, and what is any story without a big bad? So I have to thank Philip Quintus for his ridiculously great portrayal of Upir Leaky. Leaky was honestly a throwaway line when I had no concept of the history of the vampires or that I would delve so deeply into the lore. I'm glad I did, and I hope you enjoyed it too. My gosh, there are so many people who contributed their voices to this project. To all of you, thank you. I'd also like to thank Midnight Syndicate, who allowed us to use their amazing music in season one and provided us our beginning and closing themes for most of these episodes. Thank you to our editor for the Blood Reaper Chronicles and season three of the series, Marcelo Rocca. Without his support and assistance, this would not have been possible. This series was written, produced, and directed by me, JC Delatorre, and the music in season two and three, as well as the Blood Reaper Chronicles, was done by me as well, under the name Atlantis Paradox. As you can tell, a lot of time and effort went into creating this for you. Now that the story is complete, I hope you will tell others of our story here and let them know where to find us on your favorite fiction podcast platform. The X accounts for the vamps at Ariana Grayson, at Alistair the Vamp, and at Jack the Ripper WC will be closing soon. So if there's anything you'd like to say to our Ariana, Alistair, or dearly departed Jack, you'll need to do so soon. Of course, feel free to follow me on Twitter at JC Delatorre. That's at JCDELATORRE to keep tabs on what I have cooking next. I also invite you to continue to support our other endeavors on Patreon, patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. From everyone that made this fiction podcast possible, thank you from the bottom of our cold, dark hearts for joining us on this vampire adventure. Without your support, none of this would have been possible. What's that? You want one more scene? No. We're done. Go home. It's over. Go. Fine. Okay. Here you go.
Either I'm high as fuck, man, or those crazy chicks actually did it. Holy fuck.
Methuselah.
Oh, yeah, I'm high. I haven't seen Chismo in 3,000 fucking years, though. I have to be high.
It is me. What has happened to you?
Are you serious, man? The fuck do you think? I'm a vampire, but I'm not. I'm supernatural, but I'm not. I'm high, but I'm not. Nothing gives me pleasure anymore, man. Nothing dulls the pain of this everlasting nothing that is my existence. For fuck's sake, man. That's some deep-ass shit even for me.
I understand your pain, but I call on you now to fulfill the bargain you struck.
You tell old Scratch to go fuck himself. I'm not doing it again, man. Why don't you let the mortals have the world for a while?
We tried that, remember? And Rome happened.
Fuck. Rome. don't remind me.
The ruler of the underworld requires you to again populate the world of man with all manner of the supernatural.
Why does it have to be me?
That was your bargain when you asked to be given immortality.
I don't want it anymore, man. Fucking kill me. Take my soul to hell already. I'm done here, man.
Lie with me. Taste my blood. Quicken yourself and go back out into the world. Just this time don't find an asshole like Uper Lee Key to be the first.
Well, I can say that at least this part of the process is pretty fucking great, man.